So we will go to the regular agenda, item 1055, please, Carla.
Amend the seismic design requirements for existing buildings to require placards and tenant notification for unreinforced masonry buildings.
Commissioner Saltzman.
Thank you, Mayor. I just wanted to make one brief statement. Since our hearing last week, we've heard from Portland Public Schools that they strongly support the placarding and tenant notification ordinance, but have concerns over the timing of getting the placards up by January 1st. With the holiday season in full swing at that time and staff members on vacation, this concern is understandable. I believe that if the school district notifies all parents of children in an unreinforced masonry school by January 1st, they have complied with the spirit of this regulation and understand if it takes some more time, and I understand if it takes some more time to physically get the placards up on the school buildings.
Commissioner, do we have a new deadline for them to get the placards up?
The Bureau of Development Services is in charge of making sure that all entities comply with this. I think they will employ some discretion with Portland Public Schools in particular, but the school district has assured us that they do intend to get the placards up. They just can't do it by January 1.
So hopefully by spring break.
Yeah.
Very good. So this is a second reading of a non-emergency ordinance. We've already taken testimony. We've heard presentations. So we get to the vote. Carla, please call the roll.
Fritz.
And then there were three. thank you, Commissioner Saltzman, for your insistence on this. Thank you for Mayor Wheeler for your support. Thanks to my colleagues on the Council for supporting the amendments I proposed regarding placarding and educational materials that are accessible to all community members, including those with disabilities and those who speak languages other than English. I think this is an essential component of the placarding requirement, which is education. What are your choices and what are your responsibilities if you choose to enter these buildings? Thank you, John Papaethimiu, and the staff at the Bureau of Emergency Management for your willingness to partner with the City Bureaus and the Office of Equity Human Rights to make sure this information is accessible. I recognize there are many community members who have concerns about this. I asked the fire chief to get me information on the U-marked buildings, which we heard about at the hearings last week, which those buildings are so unsafe that the U means that it's unsafe for firefighters to enter in the event of an emergency unless there's weighing on balance the risk to the firefighters and the risk to the building occupants. And many of those buildings are still occupied and in use, and others have been turned over to new uses. This afternoon, we're going to hear about the historic resources, the Portland Historic Landmarks Commission and their recommendation to do a historic resources inventory. And I will be supporting that budget request because we need to look at which of these unreinforced masonry buildings are indeed significant, and we should all be involved in finding ways to save them, and which ones actually would probably be better in a higher and better use to be redeveloped. And so that's something another question. I appreciate the church leaders who came in and pointed out the challenges of nonprofits. Many of those challenges are shared by the city and other public entities like Portland Public Schools. We will not benefit from property tax breaks or other mechanisms. I was cheered yesterday to meet with Elizabeth Edwards, the Office of Government Relations Director, who is working with the legislators to put together a proposal for funding in the 2019 legislature. I think it's clear this was on a top priority of the League of Oregon Cities, whose board I sit on, that everywhere in the state people are recognizing that time is ticking and the big one is coming and we're living on borrowed time. So if we want to save these buildings, we need to get going on it right now. I believe this placarding will not affect profits. I know that's not a view shared by the property owners and that they're very disappointed by this vote. I just don't think we can continue to kick the can down the road and not do anything. And that's why one of the reasons I'm supporting this. Thanks to Claire Adamsick on my staff and to everybody who's been involved. Aye.
Saltzman.
Well, I want to thank my colleagues for their support and listening last week to a long hearing and making a decision today. I do think that one of the requirements of our office is to really take seriously issues of life safety for Portlanders, all Portlanders. And certainly that's been driven home to me as fire commissioner for the last 6 years. And this is life safety in its most elemental form. Earthquakes is our most likely disaster. It's the event we train the most for. All of our training scenarios center around earthquake response and preparation. Over the years, the city has gathered information on unreinforced masonry buildings, which are the most at risk of collapse during a major earthquake. We have this information, and for transparency's sake, it is our obligation to provide Portlanders this information through tenant notifications and the placards, and to respect their ability to make informed decisions, and also to help make them be aware of their surroundings. And as I said last week, it's really, to me, and I really believe this is really an obligation to today's 10-year-olds, people who aren't at the table during any of these discussions, but these are the people that will be living in unreinforced masonry buildings for the next 20 years before our tougher seismic standards kick in. So giving Portlanders the placards and the tenant notification language helps build awareness of seismic risk. I can't help but think that a tenant that walks in and out of their building every day and sees that placard is going to be better prepared if an earthquake hits. They're going to have thought about it. What do I need to do in the event of an earthquake? And also be aware of their surroundings. So I do think this works to help improve, as I said, the life safety of Portlanders. And it also, quite frankly, and I think this is why many of the building owners are opposed to it, it's going to build the market demand for seismic improvements to our buildings. And I understand this is no easy task to building owners, but, earthquakes are not produced by the city. They are produced as an act of God or a natural disaster. We are trying to do what we can do, and that is to protect Portlanders, but we certainly, we can't do anything about the seismic risk we face, and I certainly don't think it is the city's obligation. While we can go to the legislature and seek funding and other things, it is certainly not our obligation to fund the seismic improvements that building owners face. I sympathize, but it's not our responsibility. It's their responsibility. So in closing, I want to thank the Portland Bureau of Emergency Management, Bureau of Development Services, for all their long, hard work on this issue, toiling in the trenches every day. I want to also thank Matt Grum in my office for his help in getting this to the finish line. And I believe this is an action that we will be proud of, and we will be glad we did. Aye.
Wheeler?
I vote aye. The ordinance is adopted. Next, item 10.